Matt, I think, mentioned before that he was reading to me from the Jimmy Martin story. Was that correct? I think I heard a little of that. And I guess a smaller, it originally grew out of an article that was written, as I understand it, for the Oxford American. And it's a great literary magazine out of Oxford, Mississippi. And once a year they have a music issue, a Southern music issue. And this past September, in the music issue, they had an article written by Steve Martin, a comedian, who is actually a fine banjo player, and he wrote a whole article about the banjo. And actually, I met Steve Martin back in 1974, I guess it was. I was playing with a group called Breakfast Special, which kind of proves you can name a band anything. And we were playing at some little club in the Village in New York City, and the opening act, that we had a four-night stand. The first two nights, the opening act was Steve Martin. Back when he was doing the balloon animals and the arrow through the head, and you know, doing things like, you know, doing stretches like that on the banjo. And then the next two nights, the opening act was the Buckingham Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. And I always like to compare the career trajectories of, anyway. So I'm going to read from the Steve Martin article. This is a little quote.